Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. We are in Washington, D.C. this week. Our report brought to you by the North Dakota Ethanol Producers and the North Dakota Corn Growers. The renewable fuel standard in the news as the biofuel industry waits for the next round of renewable volume obligations. Kurt Kovarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs for Clean Fuels Alliance America, spoke during NAFB's Washington Watch about what they're looking for.
Getting EPA to put forward a proposal to set volumes for biomass-based diesel under the renewable fuel standard. By statute, by law, we should have had a volume requirement for 2026 out November 1st. The Biden administration chose to defer and punt it to the new administration. So we're already behind in getting that proposed. Given the fact that our industry produced 5.1 billion gallons in 2024, we're asking EPA for 5.25 billion gallons for 2026.
He talks about how the right volumes will help the biodiesel industry.
Ensure that all of the investments that have been made in soy crush throughout the Midwest and elsewhere stays online and is competitive and has a market for the soybean oil. That's what the biomass-based diesel industry is. So we're hopeful that we'll see a proposal here that has robust volumes for our industry before Memorial Day, and then hopefully get it finalized before the end of the year.
Kurt Kovarik, Clean Fuels Alliance America. Tuesday morning, we sat down with the administrator of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, who made an announcement about the renewable volume obligation announcement.
Soon. That's the announcement. That soon there will be an announcement. It's a very active conversation inside of EPA. Whether we're talking RVOs, you're talking small refinery exemptions. The big deadline that was upon us was May 1 as it relates to issuing the emergency waiver on E15. Now that we are past that last deadline from last week, now we move forward towards making a decision on the path forward on RVOs, but that's a decision to be made imminently. I spent 8 years in the House of Representatives, and I would say that the most durable action that can be taken on just about anything that we could discuss around this table today would be for Congress to pass legislation. There's been so many pendulums inside of the EPA, from regulation to regulation, from administration to administration, in the Biden administration to now we're reconsidering Clean Power Plan 2.0, and there's people out there who could be frustrated by the pendulum.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. This is Inside Agriculture. We're going to take a break for the morning markets. We'll be right back.